Well, that's good singing tonight. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Brother Todd and Ashley, Caroline. Amen. At least she thought she was helping anyway. Amen. Take your Bible and turn to James chapter number 4 tonight. James chapter number 4. For most of you, probably be some very familiar scripture. Have you ever thought about some of the verses in the Bible that are so simple? You don't need a college education to understand what it means. A third grade education would be enough to understand exactly what it is God is trying to say. I'm going to read such scripture tonight, and what behooves me is even with myself, something so simple, but yet we neglect it. I could understand if having a correct relationship with God was like rocket science or nuclear physicist or something of that nature, where you had to have a brilliant mind to rise or go further in your relationship with God. But I'm thankful it's not that way. I appreciate men who biblically have good minds and they are able to search the scriptures and find the truth of the Word of God. I appreciate that. But you know, you don't even have to have that to have a right relationship with the Lord. I know people oftentimes, I've heard it for the last 22 years. Oh, if I knew the Bible like Brother Charles. Oh, if I knew the Bible like Brother Freddie. Listen, man, hey, you ought to strive toward that, but you ain't got to be a scholar to be right with God. Amen. I read about old timers back in the old days, couldn't read or write, but they had a prayer life. They knew how to get in touch with God. They walked with God, and God walked with them. You see, God doesn't care how well you read. I mean, He cares, but it makes no difference for Him who He hangs out with, is what I'm trying to say. Amen. He doesn't just rub shoulders with the spiritual elite. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I think He shies away from the spiritual elite. Amen. Simply because they are self-proclaimed spiritual elite. Yeah. I want to show you something simple tonight and tell you something that you probably already know, but I want to remind you how simple it is to be close to the Lord. Look at James chapter number 3, chapter number 4, I'm sorry, and verse number 7. Are y'all there? Amen. Right after the book of Hebrews. Amen. James chapter 4 and verse number 7. Now, I want you to notice how simple these words are. Submit yourselves. How many of you watch wrestling? Don't raise your hand. I don't want to know. Submit. Now, raise your hand, even kids, if you know what it means to submit. Yeah. But look at that. It means to give up. Yeah. To give up. I give. That's submit. When the cop pulls his pistol and says freeze, and the thief throws up his hands, you know what he's doing? He is submitting to the authority before him. The Bible said, submit what? Say it with me. Yourself. Now, that's simple. We all understand it, don't we? Yeah. That's one of the hardest things in the world to do, yes, is to give up yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can give up, Brother Robbie. Yeah. Amen. I spent my life giving up my little sister. She did it. Yeah. Who did this? She did it. Yeah. I spent my life submitting my friends. He did it, but to submit myself, I did it. It's a simple concept, but it's hard to get a hold of. Submit yourselves, therefore, where? To God. Now, that's not a bad thing. If I'm submitting myself to somebody who doesn't love me, I don't want to do that. If I'm submitting myself to someone who wants to do me harm, I don't want to do that. I don't want to submit myself to higher taxes, do you? I don't want to submit myself to this government. Amen. I want to submit myself to God, somebody who loves me and cares for me, somebody who will help me and not hurt me. He finishes out that verse, submit yourselves therefore to God. How do we do that? Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Look at verse number 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Is that pretty simple? What's it mean to draw nigh? Get close. Yeah. You get close to God, and God will get close to you. You make a move toward God, God will make a move toward you. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands. Y'all know what that means. Every restaurant you go in, you go to the bathroom, there's a sign before you leave. Employees must wash their hands. Well, and I hope they pay attention to that. Employees must wash their hands. That's what He's saying. Cleanse, that means to clean. Amen. How good does it feel when you get clean? Yeah. Amen. I don't mind getting dirty and sweaty, but the best part of it's that good hot shower after. Yeah. Amen. Now, we ought not, when it comes to sin, we ought not to want to get dirty, but we do. You can't help it. He said, draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands. The people find this offensive, don't they? Ye sinners. Yeah. Ye sinners. That's what He's saying. Hey, did you know I'm a sinner? Yeah. Brother Robbie agreed to that real quick. Brother Robbie said, yep, you sure are. But I got news for you. He is too. Everyone, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Over what? Our sin. Yes. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. I want to talk about drawing nigh to God tonight. Getting close to God. My wife and I have a close relationship, but we've worked on it for 31 years. We fight a whole lot less than what we used to. I never fight. She does it all by herself. Amen. I just let her handle it. Amen. You win. Amen. Amen. That's a good thing to learn, boys. Just let her win. Hallelujah. Amen. Lost my whole train of thought thinking about how mean she is. When I talk about drawing nigh to God, we have a close relationship, and that took work. Now, I want you to notice there's a your part and there's a His part.
Amen.
Whose part's first? Come on, talk to me. Verse number 8, draw nigh to God, and, isn't that little word and in there? He will draw nigh to you. We are living in a time when even you watch the television, Christianity is this. You don't have to do anything. God will do it all. God will do it all. We stand on that verse, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. If it were not for Christ, I could do nothing. And we harp, Brother Charles told me about something Brother Randy said, and I have not been able to get over it ever since he said it. We've got this mentality that it's all in the hands of God, and we have nothing to do with it. Somebody said, Brother Randy said, if it's God, if it's only God doing the work and God working through you, how's it working? Yeah. If it's just God doing it all, if it was just God doing it all, we'd be a bunch of perfect saints.
Yeah. Amen.
But it's not just God doing it all. We've got to first submit ourselves unto Him.
Yeah.
Before God can work as putty in His hands, we've got to place our life in His hands.
Yeah.
Draw nigh to God. We have a part in this thing.
Amen.
Amen. You made some resolutions this year. I hope some of them were spiritual. But you're going to have to do your part.
Yes,
and sometimes your part is tough.
Yes.
Sometimes your part is hard. Sometimes your part will take discipline.
Yes.
Amen. Would you agree with that?
Amen.
He said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Do you believe that?
Yes,
that is what we call one of the many, many promises of God.
Yes,
you make a move toward God, God will make a move toward you.
Yes.
Here's the cool part. His steps are way bigger than yours. If you'll start toward Him, God will start toward you. Somebody said, I started toward God, He started toward me, and we met in the middle. No, I took one step, and there He was.
Yeah.
Amen. Every time in my heart, I don't mean lip service. I don't mean coming to the altar and crying some emotional crocodile tears. I mean with sincerity stepped out toward God and reached out toward Him. There He was.
Yeah.
I drew nigh to God and God drew nigh to me. It wasn't some long mystical journey. I reached out and He reached down just like that. If you'll draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. I'm going to give you several areas in your life where you need to draw nigh to God. Where we need to draw nigh to God. Number one, and I had to put this first, I know it's Sunday night and people get tired of hearing preaching on salvation. If you do, you are spiritually in trouble.
Amen.
Amen. I never get tired of salvation sermons. I love hearing them. Y'all all right? Number one, we need to draw nigh to God in salvation. Draw nigh to God in salvation. Listen, Jesus said in Mark, John chapter number 6, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out.
Amen.
Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast him out. Jesus died for you.
Yeah.
Amen. I get this often. I get messages every night after I do the prayer line. I'll listen to my messages and I get people and they want me to pray for them. So-and-so's going through a divorce. Pray for them. Isn't it amazing people only reach out to God when something's wrong?
Yeah.
I've seen men get saved just so their wife would come back.
Yeah.
Wrong motive for salvation, friend.
Amen.
If you're getting saved so your wife will come back, I doubt you're really getting saved at all.
Yeah, right.
You're trying to impress her with doing right.
Yeah, right.
Don't die on me.
Yeah,
you'll only get saved when you realize you're going to hell and there's a penalty for your sin.
Yeah.
People only die and go to hell for one reason. Hey, we're all sinners. We die and go to hell because we reject Christ as our Savior. Jesus said, He that cometh to me. Whose part is that? That night I got saved, that New Year's Eve 30 years ago, I had to come to Him. Now the Holy Spirit dealt with me. And I could have left it at that. He showed me I was a sinner and on my way to hell. But I had to make a move toward God. Be honest with you, I think I was saved before I ever bowed under that pine tree. You know why? Because I made that move toward God. And I submitted myself to Him and it didn't matter whatever He requested I was going to do. I didn't want to die and go to hell. We need to draw nigh to God in salvation. I'm going to ask you point blank. I can't think of some eloquent way to say it, but this, are you saved? Are you saved? Or have you convinced yourself you're saved? Are you riding the baptismal certificate? Are you riding on a church membership? Church membership will take you to hell. You can't draw nigh to the church for salvation. Oh, you can get it at the church. You can hear about it at the church. But you're going to have to go to Him.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Brother Eddie cannot save you. Brother Freddie, Brother Charles, none of this crowd around here can save you. But we can tell you the one who can.
Amen.
We need to draw nigh to God unto salvation. You say, preacher, it's Sunday night. I know, it'd be good if somebody would get it.
Yeah.
Sister Terry's sitting back there. I had to preach it to her. I didn't even know I was preaching to her. I knew I was preaching to somebody. I had to preach it to her week after week after week. I couldn't get past it. One of my church members is on their way to hell. Finally, Terry realized it was her. And you know what? I got a good idea there were others also. But she got it. Thank God she got it. Crawled out of her bed and drew nigh to God. You know what God did? He met her right there beside his bed. He met her right there beside her bed and washed her in the blood of the Lamb. Hey, Sister Terry, are you going to heaven when you die? Hallelujah. Why? Because she drew nigh unto God. Nobody ever got born again that didn't draw nigh to God, that didn't make a move toward Him. Osteen can't save you. No more than Oprah can or Dr. Phil can. Amen. Matter of fact, I don't even know if they have a desire to. They'll take your check. Y'all all right? We ought to draw nigh to God in salvation. I'm glad I've got Bible salvation. Let me say it again. I'm glad I've got Bible salvation. I didn't get saved the Baptist way or the Methodist way. I didn't get saved the Presbyterian way or the Church of God way or the Church of Christ way. I got saved the Bible way. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I realized I was a sinner and there was a penalty for my sin. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. I realized that was on me. And there was only one way out, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, well, have I got to come to church to be saved? No. To grow. To further your relationship with Him, I think it's necessary. Well, have I got to be baptized to be saved? No.
Amen.
Boy, you get some arguments right there.
Yeah.
But you can't back it up with this book. That poor old thief on the cross, Jesus told him, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. But I guess he didn't get to go. He didn't get to get down off that cross and get baptized, did he? He's in heaven, sure as I'm standing before you tonight. As sure as I'm, hey, we're going to baptize some of these young'uns right here tonight. Hey, if Jesus had came before this baptismal service, they'd have went with him. I believe baptism is necessary, again, for growth. For finding God's will for our life and going further and growing in grace and knowledge, I believe we ought to follow that ordinance of the church and we ought to be scripturally baptized.
Yes, sir.
Y'all okay? But I don't believe it's necessary for salvation. Some people said you've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized. Not for salvation.
Amen. Right.
For growth, yes.
Amen.
What have I got to do to be saved? You've got to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Amen.
It ain't got nothing to do with joining the church.
Amen.
Amen. When I grew up, baptism was a part of joining the church. They were together. They were looped together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all bear with me. Some of y'all going to swallow real hard.
Yeah.
You get saved, I'll baptize you. I don't care where you go to church.
Yeah.
Amen.
I had a pastor call me one time. One of his members were here visiting. I was preaching when they got saved, and they wanted me to baptize them. They were from Pennsylvania. I baptized them. Preacher, the pastor, where they're from, called me the next day and chewed me out. I said, what's your problem, man? You baptized one of my parishioners. I said, and? I said, I was preaching when she got saved. She asked me if I'd baptize her. I told her, sure. I said, man, you're power hungry. You got a problem. Amen. Anyway, that's not part of salvation. That's part of obedience after salvation. And I'm going to ask this question again, point blank. Are you saved? If you don't know the answer to that, you ought to get it settled tonight. If you do know the answer to that and you are, you ought to praise God for it. If you do know the answer to that and you are not, you ought to get that thing settled tonight. Amen. You need to draw nigh unto God for salvation. Some people will tell you to do this and to do that. No, it's not D-O, it's D-O-N-E. It's already done. All you've got to do is accept it. Amen. Amen. We need to draw nigh, number two, in confessing our sin unto God. I'm talking to saved people. We need to draw nigh in confessing our sins to God, and He will forgive us. Amen. We need to draw nigh. Hey, we try to clean ourselves up. We can't clean ourselves up. No more than these little newborn babies around here can. They depend on mama to get that job done. Hey, they dirty themselves, don't they? So do we as Christians. We find ourselves in mess after mess after mess and mess after mess after mess. That's me anyway. I'm going to have to come to God and get my sins confessed before Him. I believe that's the problem in our churches today. Too many are harboring too much sin.
Yeah, right.
The reason they won't confess it is because they don't want to quit it.
Yeah, right.
Y'all don't die on me.
Yeah,
the reason for no confession is because you know you're going to go do it again.
Yeah.
Amen. We ought to get to the place, hey, it ought to break our hearts according to James chapter number 4. It ought to humble us. We ought to weep and mourn over it. Oh God, I'm sorry for my sin. Come to God and confess our sin. You know what He'll do? He will forgive us. You say, well, I've messed up so many times. Come again. Come again. How many of you get tired of confessing the same sin? Guarantee you, everybody in this room, if you're saved, you confess the same sin more than one time. There's an area in your life where you're struggling, where you battle. You want victory over that? Keep confessing that sin. I don't mean, Lord, forgive me, I did it again. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about from your heart. Sometimes I'm afraid that's the way we pray. We throw this little blanket prayer out there. Lord, forgive us of our transgressions. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Then the Lord says, which one? You got a whole heap and pile of them. Which one are you talking about? He said, well, just get them all. Tell me what they are. It's not that God doesn't know. He wants you to know. Amen. Are we all right tonight? 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. How about that? We need to draw nigh. Y'all thought this was going to be glory, didn't you? Draw nigh to God. It will be if you will. If you'll draw nigh to God, you'll get some glory. Draw nigh to God for salvation. Draw nigh unto God unto salvation. Draw nigh to God and confess our sins and He'll forgive us our sins. Aren't you glad? People, I run into several people over the years and they say, oh, you that once saved, always saved. That's me. That's me, brother. You can't scripturally prove it otherwise. Amen. He said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. For no reason will I turn him away. Man, I'm a child of God. Can I prove that on something, take something you do understand and help explain something maybe scripturally you don't understand? How many of you have children? Raise your hand. All right, put them down. How many of your children have done stupid things? How many of you would say they're still your child? There you go. If I'm once a child of God, I am always a child of God. People come in this altar and they pray, and this is taking a little different direction than I thought tonight. People come in this altar and they'll pray and we'll ask them, are you saved? Well, I got saved one time. Somebody's taught them that they could get saved and then get unsaved the next day. Man, God don't want you to live that kind of confusion. I'll be honest with you, if that were true, I would have to get saved pert near every day. All I got to do is drive to Hiram and I'm lost. That's it, man. That's all I got to do, drive to Hiram, Georgia. Used to be on Friday night. Now it don't matter when it is. You drive to Hiram, you're getting mad. Oh, I hate traffic. If I didn't know I was where God wanted me, boy, we'd be headed west. Somewhere where there ain't people. Amen. Amen. I'd lose my salvation every day, and so will you. If it's your job to keep your salvation, what you got to do to keep it? And if you can lose your salvation, which sin is it you commit that causes you to lose it? Jimmy Swagger, the great holiness preacher. I loved him. I still love him if he's still alive. I love to hear him sing and play that piano, boy. Woo! Son, he could smoke that thing and preach. I mean, preach a paint off a wall and preach a truth to a point. But he preached and taught that you could lose your salvation. He got caught picking up prostitutes. He didn't lose his. He was pimping, man. Stay with me. I guess that's what you call it. I don't know. Maybe he was visiting one of them. I don't know. I shouldn't have said that. God forgive me. I'm glad he's faithful and just, ain't you? Amen. He'll forgive the preacher while he's preaching. Amen. But seriously, I'm just thinking, man, he didn't lose his salvation. Listen, man, if you're saved, you will sin again. And what you need to do is don't let that sin pile up. Bring it unto God and get it cleaned up. On a regular basis. Amen. The reason you're bitter, the reason you're angry, and you got harboring bitterness in your heart, it ain't because somebody done you wrong. It's because you're harboring sin. And that's your outlet to keep your focus off your own heart, is to blame all your trouble on somebody else. I believe that with all my heart. Well, somebody did me so wrong. If you get your own heart cleaned up, you'd be able to forgive them for what they done for you. Y'all okay tonight? Draw nigh to God for salvation, but draw nigh to God for the forgiveness of your sins. I got a couple more and we're going to baptize. Number three, draw nigh to God in your trouble and he'll help you. Draw nigh to God in your trouble and he will help you. Psalms chapter 50 and verse number 15, the psalmist said, call unto me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. How about that? Call unto me in thy day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. I'm going to stand on that verse right there. Amen. I know people who have trouble in their life. I pastor in the real world.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't pastor the first church of the whatever, where everybody's a millionaire, and everybody's got a new Cadillac and an Escalade and a Mercedes. That ain't where I pastor. I pastor people who live in the real world who have real trouble.
Yes, sir.
And here's what I witness over and over and over and over. You will seek help on Facebook. You will seek help from your friends. What should I do? Hey, I need some advice. What should I do? Draw nigh to God.
Yeah.
Draw nigh to God. Preacher, I've got a problem. I've got a huge problem and I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. If you're saved, you know exactly what to do. God is your helper. God is your strength. Run to him. Cling to him. Beg him for help in your trouble. The psalmist David cried, help, Lord. Help, Lord. Man, it can't be any simpler than that. Call unto me in the day of thy trouble. I will deliver. Call me. I'll help you. That's what he said. You need some help, you're having a hard time, you're in trouble, call me. Call me. But there again, it's got to get past here. And it's got to be from here. We've got to want it. We've got to want it. I've heard this statement over and over and through the years. People, you can't help people until they're ready to help themselves. You can lead a drunk or a dope addict down every road, up every ladder, through every step in the world. They don't get help, they won't help. The homeless, you can take them to every shelter, run them through every program, but they ain't going to get help until they want a job. Are y'all okay? Some of them are as happy as they can be standing at the top of the exit ramp. We'll work for food. They want everybody to do it for them.
Yeah. That's right.
I know people who are wallowing in misery because they're accustomed to wallowing in misery.
Yeah.
That's their lifestyle now.
Yeah.
They don't want out of it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You would not believe the phone calls I get on my answering machine. I don't return them. Don't fall out with me. We've got more people in our church that need help than we can possibly help.
Yeah.
I get phone calls every week. I play them for you. I'm not making this up. Every week. And I know what they're doing. They've got the yellow pages.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've got it to churches and they're going down the list.
Yeah.
What are you saying, preacher? I've called them back. Yes, this is Pastor Eddie White. I'm just returning your call. Oh, which church are you from?
Yeah.
That's what they do for a living. Fleecing the people of God.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying there are not people out there with genuine needs. I'm not being hard. I'm not being cruel. I'm just saying they don't want help.
Yeah.
They want handouts.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. I'm a little old school, but I believe man won't work, won't eat.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We help people that normally I wouldn't help if they didn't have kids.
Yeah.
I'd let them sit over and starve.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. I've been to the home where they wasn't no bread and wasn't no bologna, but they was Budweiser. I've been there. I've been to that house. You want help, you're in the right place. You're in the right place. You want pity, Now, you're probably still in the right place. Because we love you.
Yeah.
Amen. We probably put up with more than we should. Yeah. Amen. But I'm telling you, if you want some help, draw nigh to God.
Amen.
In your trouble. Trouble comes in every size, shape, and form. If you want help, can it be that simple, preacher? It is that simple.
Yeah.
A kindergartner can understand that. Come here, baby, I'll help you. I put every dime I had in the offering plate a minute ago. If I had a dollar, I'd show you. I could take any one of these kids, Lil James right there, crazy as a Bessie bug. I could hold out a dollar, a piece of candy. Watch this. Hey, James, you want that? Come here, you. I told you. He gonna have it eat before he gets back to the pew. I know this ain't deep doctrinal stuff, but yet it is. Can it be that easy? It's that easy. You know what caused him to get up from where he was and come up here? He wanted what I had. And if you want what God has, you'll come to him. I got to hurry and quit. Draw nigh to God for salvation. Draw nigh to God. Confess your sins and he'll forgive you. Draw nigh to God in your trouble and he'll help you. Draw nigh to God with your problems and he will undertake for you. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." I'm just giving you promise after promise tonight. Bring your problem to God. Not only your sin, but bring your problem to God. Your trouble and your problems to God. God's a problem solver. Our problem is we try to figure it out and then tell him how to fix it. Here's what I've learned to pray over the years. I ain't got a clue. I'm like that teenager. You ask a teenager, "What's the matter with you?" I go to God and say, "Here's the problem, Lord, and I ain't got a clue. I'm asking you. That's why I'm here. I don't have a solution. I don't have a solution." One preacher said, he told his staff years ago, "If you've got a problem, bring me 5 solutions and I'll tell you the best one."
Yeah.
I ain't going to God that way. "God, I think you ought to do it this way, this way, this way, this way, or this way." He may have a way that blows all 5 of them out the window. I'm just going to bring my problem to God. I'm just going to bring my trouble to God and trust him to take care of it. Let me give you another one. I'll just give you these last two right quick. Draw near to God and acknowledge your weakness. And the Bible says he'll strengthen you. Paul was enabled to exclaim with joy, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Then he said, "For when I'm weak, then I'm strong." "Preacher, I'm trying, I just can't." No, you're right. You can't get over it. You can't beat it. That's why you have the problem in the first place. You're human. But you need to bring that weakness to God. When's the last time you said, "God, I can't, but I know with your help I can. I can do all things through Christ." That's got to click in our heads. I can't do this. I don't have the discipline. I don't have the strength. I don't have the power. This thing's bigger than me. But I know somebody it ain't bigger than.
Yeah. Amen.
Can it be that simple? It's that simple. Draw. And I'm not making light of people who struggle. I struggle. Through these weeks and all these funerals, but I struggle. Amen. I'm not callous when death comes. I weep with him. My heart literally breaks. Like the family's heart breaks. It tears me inside out. And I do that day in and day out. It'll get to you. Well, I've had to come to God and say, "Lord, I'm weak. I am beat down. Boy, I need some strength." You know what the Lord will do? He'll strengthen you.
Amen.
Lastly, and I'm done. Draw nigh to God when you need guidance, and he'll lead you. Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. With all your heart. I don't know if I've ever been able to honestly say that. God, I'm really trusting you with all my heart. I'm really taking my hands off this and really letting you have it. That's a big thing for most people. Because we're human. God, I'm trusting you with this. God, why ain't you taking care of this? God's saying, you won't let go of it. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Okay. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. But you've got to trust him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Draw nigh to God for salvation. Draw nigh to God in our sin, our trouble. Draw nigh to God with our problems. Draw nigh to God with our weaknesses. Draw nigh to God when we need some direction for our life. We're going to baptize in a minute, but listen, there's nothing more important. Nothing more important tonight than somebody that might need to draw nigh to God. Let's bow our heads all over the house tonight. Nobody looking around. I wonder if there's one here tonight say, preacher, I need to draw nigh to God for salvation. If I died today, I'm not sure heaven would be my home. I need to get that settled in my heart. I don't want to die and go to hell. But if you can really know heaven's your home when you die, I need to get that settled. Would you pray for me? I wouldn't come to you, wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. Just slip up your hand. I just want to pray for you. Brother Eddie, I'm not sure that I'm saved. I'm struggling with that thing. Anybody, just slip up your hand. You 100% sure? If you dropped graveyard dead right now, you'd be in heaven. Are you 100% sure of that? If not, I want to pray for you tonight. Brother Todd's going to sing a verse in a minute. Before he does, let's get that one thing settled. Man, you got to come to God for salvation. And he's waiting on you. He said, if you come to me, I will not cast you out. I will not turn you away. You say, preacher, what if I can't live it? None of us can. That's why we had that second point tonight. We can bring our sin back to God. And we can get cleaned up over and over and over again. Anybody, just slip up your hand. Boy, I got a burden tonight. Preacher, I know I'm saved. Ain't no doubt in my mind. But I ain't where I ought to be. Pray I'd draw nigh to God. These areas in my life where I need to make a move toward him. How about it tonight? Hands all over this house. Thank you. Father, as we come to you in Jesus' name. You saw every hand. You know every heart. Father, please have your way in this altar call. Now, Lord, nobody raised their hand tonight and said they weren't saved. But God, in my heart, Father, I feel like there is. Maybe I'm missing it. I don't know. But Lord, I feel like somebody here tonight, if they die without you, Lord, they'll bust hell wide open. Lord, give them courage. Give them enough concern about their own soul that they'd get that settled tonight. Father, have your way in this altar call. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.